storms could be on the strong side. We'll be watching. And our free weather app will sure come in handy with radar, future radar, any push notifications for severe weather alerts, plus current conditions and hourly forecast as well. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Southeastern Grocers confirmed yesterday that they're filing Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. They own several grocery stores, including Winn-Dixie. The filing means that the Winn-Dixie store at Delrata will be closing. That's one of Montgomery's oldest grocery store locations. 94 stores in all, closing 200 more in the crosshairs. An Elmore County jury has found 19-year-old Lakeith Smith guilty of felony murder, armed burglary, and theft in the first and second degree. He was one of five teens who left Montgomery and came to Elmore County in a stolen vehicle, broke into a house. One of the teens shot at a police officer who returned fire, killing him. Smith's defense attorney, Jennifer Holton, said his client was not a willing participant in the crime. The jury disagreed after seeing the evidence. And Charlie Holt, an Alabama broadcast legend, has died. He owned dozens of TV and radio stations, including WSFA Radio, where Hank Williams got his start here in Montgomery. That's headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
Hey everyone, Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting. Happy Friday, and you guys will never know what just happened, because I just pulled up at Lewis Lawn Equipment. They are located off of Northeastern Boulevard, and they had a pallet full of dog food in the back of one of the pickup trucks ready to be loaded into the Sprinter. And we just loaded 40 individual huge bags of dog food into the back. And I'm going to post pictures on our Facebook websites in a minute. But oh my gosh, huge shout out, huge props to Lewis Lawn Equipment for finagling this and make this happen. We're going to make the River Region Humane Society so happy, and we are so excited about the success that this promotion has brought. And I'm going to be here from 11:30 to 1 if you want to come by and bring more donations today and tomorrow, and really Sunday, based on whether our sponsors are open or not, is really the last day for you to bring your donations by. So come and see us if you want to bring more donations and help add to this Sprinter van full of donations. That would be amazing. Again, huge thank you to Lewis Lawn Equipment, and we'll see you when you get here.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
If you do-it-yourselfers are looking for the right tool for the job, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale. You'll find a wide selection of Power Torque Tools on sale now and guaranteed for life. Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale going on now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Spring break has sprung. Time for a new ride. Have you seen and driven the all-new JL Body 2018 Wrangler? Wow. No zips, fewer screws and bolts. Easy one-person fold-down top. Gotta see it, gotta drive it. The Grand Cherokee, the Cherokee, the Ram trucks all priced right. The Challenger, the Demon, the Charger, go Dodge. Brubaker Kia, one of the larger volume stores in the Southeast. For a reason, we are priced right with a huge inventory. The all-new Stinger sedan taking this track by storm. The Sorento SUV, the best-selling Forte sedan, an always cool soul, all priced right. And Brubaker Infinity, our luxury spot. Load up the beautiful and nimble full-size QX80 SUV, a family favorite. In style. The QX60, our midsize SUV with huge discounts. And the all-new QX50 compact SUV coming this month. See all these and more at Brubaker in Prattville and Montgomery and Brubaker.com.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller issued a subpoena to the Trump Organization demanding all documents related to Russia. It appears to be the first time Mueller has delved into the president's business finances. Mr. Trump suggested that would cross a red line.
The White House downplaying reports that another major staff shakeup is in the works.
As you move through an administration, you have different priorities that you're focused on and different people that are going to lead those efforts and lead those priorities.
Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders, reports have surfaced that National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster and VA Secretary David Shulkin are both about to be replaced.
Jonathan Munoz had just driven under a pedestrian overpass in Miami before the structure came crashing down onto Southwest 8th Street at Florida International University. There have been casualties. Miami-Dade County Fire Division Chief Paul Estopinian says vehicles were crushed by the falling structure, which was still under construction.
At this time, we've transported victims to hospitals.
For now, cause of the bridge collapse is undetermined.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Stock market is up 132 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
67 degrees outside. When I woke up this morning, it was 41 degrees.
It was chilly.
And so in a matter of like 4 hours, it was in the low 60s. It was 20 degrees. It was gorgeous. And then it started getting kind of cloudy out there. How you doing today, big guy?
I'm all right.
All right. 272-9228. That's where we are on a Friday TGIF edition.
You doing okay?
I'm doing really well. Very, very, very well. Got a lot going on this weekend, and really looking forward to that. Gonna eat some good food. Gonna do that tuna steak. It's gonna be on sale again today only. And what they did, instead of two for $7.99, they did one for $3.99. So you come out one penny to your favor there by doing it that way. Don't you like that?
I do like it. Any savings.
So I'm gonna try the sesame seed tuna steak grilled in my wonderful little pan. I do. Just, man, I got a lot going on. March Madness hitting in, and we've got, they're probably going to make a decision on McCabe will be made today. We're trying to see if that is going to go down earlier or later. We'll kind of be getting some of that. We have the bridge collapse in Miami. Man, that is tragic. Did you see some of the news coming
out? Oh, absolutely.
They took this bridge and had it built over on the side, and then they pivoted it over basically six lanes of highway. And it was being held by suspension wire that obviously wasn't doing the right job.
Yeah.
And it snapped and crushed 390 tons and crushed a whole bunch of people underneath. They now have six dead. But could you imagine if you had just cleared that bridge and you look in your rearview mirror and it's seeing it fall, or you're at the stoplight that then goes underneath the bridge,
right,
and it falls?
Well, I mean, there are going to be so many people that are to blame for that. I mean, I'm sure whatever state regulatory board, they have compliance officers who visit those things. That guy or gal is going to get a call. The people, the construction company themselves. Maybe it's the equipment that went bad.
But this is a brand new... Well, this company had been cited for poor engineering standards and As you can hear from this clip we're about to play, the National Transportation and Safety Board is going through and looking at the materials that were being used, the rebar and all that, the cement, and see did it have the right concentration in it. But let's play the anatomy of a Miami bridge collapse.
The death toll in the collapse of a pedestrian bridge onto a busy Miami highway rose to 6 overnight. Surveillance video captured the moment the walkway at Florida International University crumbled to the ground. The five-day-old span was still under construction. It crushed at least 8 vehicles.
The front page of the Miami Herald calls the accident a devastating tragedy. Search and rescue teams worked through the night to find anyone trapped under the 950-ton walkway. This morning, the mission has turned now from rescue to recovery.
Florida's governor is calling for a swift investigation into what caused the brand-new structure to give way. Manuel Bohorquez is in Sweetwater, Florida, near the scene of the collapse.
Right now, teams are trying to figure out how to begin to remove some of that rubble, and they're also piecing together exactly what caused the collapse. Last year, an FIU student named Alexis Dale was killed crossing that same intersection. The bridge was part of a $14 million project to create a safer path for students. It was a mix of confusion and horror.
The bridge at FIU just collapsed.
Witnesses say it sounded like an explosion as the walkway crashed down, sending dust high into the air. The surveillance video shows the moment 950 tons of concrete and steel flattened cars and sheared others in half as they waited at a red light across the highway.
Man, I mean, this is... And they did this kind of the video of when they opened it. They went and shot the video and they had picnic tables and all this kind of stuff up on it with kind of a canopy cover so you could be sitting out there and enjoying the fresh air. And then all of a sudden this thing goes out from underneath you?
Well, and it's sort of a part of living in the modern age where we take a lot of these things for granted. I think I'm thinking of also where the interstate bridge collapsed in Atlanta. Like anytime you get on a long bridge, like I think I'm...
But that was because there was a fire underneath it.
Underneath it.
And it melted the I-beams in it.
Right, and that one wasn't really expected because of the circumstances. This could have been prevented, but anytime, say, like that bridge over Lake Pontchartrain going into...
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Doesn't that make you worry? Or the Key West bridge.
Right. Any of these things, you're like, oh, it works, and it's remarkable that it works, but we kind of just go our merry way thinking it's always going to work.
Is there one day it's not going to be working?
Right.
Can you imagine the lawsuits that will happen from this thing?
A lot of them.
I mean, because they're going to find somebody at fault, and I'm sure it's going to be the construction company. And, I mean, you just might as well pack it up and go home on this one.
But it was as simple as a cable snap.
Well, Marco Rubio said that he had gotten word that the cables needed to be tightened, and that's what they were doing when this happened. And so instead of tightening the cables, and I don't know how much you know about suspension bridges, but it's taking the pressure and it's doing it all the way down the bridge,
right.
Like the Golden Gate Bridge is a marvel of science to look at. And if they're not tight, then it's bearing the load
all
unevenly.
One spot.
Unevenly.
Oh, yeah.
So if all of the spans are not tight, where it's being held up by that second reinforcement, and it's putting too much pressure on it, it just implodes. And when you look at it, it looks like it just kind of broke from the middle and then just caved in. Man, I tell you, that's a tough way to go out here. So let's listen to the second part of the story.
Sergeant Jenna Mendez of Sweetwater Police witnessed the collapse and was one of the first on the scene.
Jumped out of my vehicle, and I actually ran and jumped on top of the bridge where we had 4 injured construction workers. We had one not breathing, one that was unconscious with a major laceration to his head, and 2 that were just in a state of shock.
Emergency workers drilled holes into the heavy slabs of broken concrete, searching for any signs of life. Rescue dogs were also used to comb through the rubble. Jose Mejia tried unsuccessfully to rescue a man trapped in the wreckage.
Very, very traumatic, and I think a lot of people aren't going to forget this. At least I won't.
Police say the recovery process could take weeks.
The structure is very fragile, and it could be very dangerous to rescue personnel that are still there.
Yesterday's tragic accident of the bridge collapse stuns us.
FIU President Mark Rosenberg had called the bridge a dream come true for the community just last week.
All we can do is promise a very thorough investigation getting to the bottom of this and mourn those who we've lost.
15 specialists from the National Transportation Safety Board have arrived. They are joined by teams from the FBI and OSHA, all working to figure out what caused the collapse and whether the bridge's design had anything to do with it.
The only thing I can think of with the FBI is that they think something happened foul play-wise versus someone neglect doing this.
No, but if they're in the middle of a procedure to tighten up these cables, it sounds like it could have been human error. They just didn't tighten it correctly in different parts of the bridge, or it could have been the equipment, the materials themselves. I don't know how foul play would come in unless it's like somebody tampered with something very surreptitiously.
You remember during your spring break days, you go down to the beach?
Yeah.
Be freezing cold, but you still go
right
down on the beach. It's really nice down there. There's a whole bunch of Mississippi State University students that are down there with some parents who want to get out. get out of the condo.
We almost destroyed a golf car once.
It
the dunes.
There you go. Must go to the dunes.
It's not a dune buggy.
But
it's
they're having a really good time. I remember those days. But then you have to come back to reality. So they enter back into reality tomorrow. News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Are you currently paying rent? Why? When you could be investing in your own home. I've got some news just for you. Alabama Home Mortgage is now offering a program that will allow you to purchase your home with only 1% down. You heard me right, 1%. Don't waste your money on rent when you can afford to buy. 1 month's rent could get you into your dream home today. You don't have 1%? Small changes can result in big savings quickly. Skip the coffee and you can buy a house. Did you know that just 1 year's worth of lattes could get you that 1% you need to get in your dream home? Alabama Home Mortgage can get you pre-approved, closed, and moved into your new home with only 1% down. Sounds like magic, right? Well, pick up the phone and let us wave our magic wand as we turn renters into homeowners. Call me, Kim Williams at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much home you can afford. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the River Region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So, if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
Bum, 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 Mr. Sandman.
The
This is David from Mr. Sandman, and our moving sale is winding down, so hurry for amazing discounts on fabulous mattresses, beds, headboards, power lift chairs, and adjustable bases. By the end of the month, we should be moving back to our permanent showrooms, and these true discount prices will be gone. We have hundreds of factory-fresh mattresses and beds discounted, as well as every floor sample in our temporary location. My Millbrook location is also selling off many floor samples at crazy low prices. Memory foam, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses must go fast. All normal sizes, including many twin long mattresses. Please, when you visit us and find something you like, buy it or it will be gone. I really don't want to move this stuff, so I'm begging you to come get a great deal on mattresses, beds, headboards, pillows, and adjustable bases and make this old man's life a whole lot simpler. We're on the Atlanta Highway inside the bypass across from Faulkner and on Highway 14 in Millbrook next to the Citgo. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Mr.
Sandman, bring me live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
There was a time when I used to care. 272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, boys and girls. Now, we were talking about this yesterday, the shakeup out here. But let's kind of say with the investigating the bridge collapse, this is what the Today Show said about the situation.
TSB has a team of 15 investigators on the scene, many of them bridge experts. They're going to be looking at the quality of the materials involved, the concrete, the rebar, how the bridge was erected on Saturday. They have the benefit of the surveillance video that captured the crash as it happened, but it was 950 tons, as you know.
And you know, it's not one of those situations, Tom, where we're talking about aging infrastructure, a crumbling infrastructure. This is a brand new bridge, and as I understand it, it was constructed using this process called accelerated bridge construction. What do we know about that, and do you think that will figure into it at all?
Well, yes, absolutely. It essentially means the construction is putting the bridge together off to the side of what will be the bridge, then closing down the highway, swinging pieces together, 90 degrees, a pivot, if you will, into place, locking them into position and securing that bridge. It's a process that's been used around the world, and this bridge was supposed to withstand a Category 5 hurricane. So the question now was, well, as they were pivoting these pieces together, securing and locking them in... Yeah. Did something go wrong?
Florida Senator Marco Rubio, he tweeted overnight, Tom, the cables that suspend the Miami Bridge had loosened and the engineering firm ordered that they be tightened. They were being tightened when it collapsed today. What more do we know about that?
Yeah, well, the bridge itself is supported by cables to take the weight off the structure. So that Rubio tweet is really very interesting, suggesting the bridge may not have been stable or secure after it was put in a position on Saturday. And this was to be the longest pedestrian bridge in the country using this type of accelerated bridge construction. So, yes, a lot of questions now about that construction technique, about the length and the weight and the cables and whether it was really secure.
So, listen, that's what I was referring to and what Marco Rubio was talking about. And they will clearly get to the bottom of this when you get the National Transportation Safety Board, who I've known several of the directors of, been personal friends of mine. They are an incredibly thorough operation, and they do amazing forensics. They can literally take an airplane and pull it back together. And take those pieces and put it back together.
That's remarkable.
It really is. I mean, these guys are incredible. But two of the ones, Mark Rosenkur, who actually worked for me, former retired general, he was a volunteer advance guy for my team, and he was the former National Transportation Safety Director guy. And then my good friend Mark Hatfield, who also worked for me, was involved in it. And Vern Orr, who's another guy who's a brilliant mathematician type guy who... directed it. Let's kind of move over to some other subjects here. Let me hit a little something locally. The Murphy Building, which is a waterworks building downtown, is one of the prettiest buildings inside that you can imagine. It's absolutely gorgeous. And someone has bought this, and they're going to turn it into a very up class style hotel.
If you've been paying your water bill at the old Murphy House building in downtown Montgomery, well, that is about to change. The reason, a new hotel will soon be checking into the city. Ascent Hospitality has purchased the city waterworks building and plans on turning it into something special.
The grand old lady is about to become even more grand.
But you're living in history right now.
By late 2019, the Murphy House will become the Marriott Autograph Collection Hotel, a luxury hotel with 100 rooms.
This project is unique in comparison with the other projects due to the location and also the history of this building.
Mayor Todd Strange says this confirms more and more travelers are looking at Montgomery as a destination spot.
Indicates that the industry feels that we'll continue to grow from a tourist travel destination standpoint. We know the end of April we've got another venue that's going to come online.
Not far away in the same neighborhood, the Bishop Parker building is coming along well, even though it may not look like it on the outside. This is another development by John Tampa.
If you happen to stick your head in and you get up on the second or third floor, you'd see that it's almost all framed in, second and third floor.
And the Crest building on Dexter?
Yes. Crest will actually open mid-April. The plans are in process just before the EGI Legacy Museum and Memorial to Peace and Justice.
The Waterworks Department will be moving out no later than May 1st. The new location will be an interstate court at I-85 and Perry Hill.
I tell you, that's going to be a great location. If you imagine you're going to walk out of that, and what they're doing is they're taking the building and then they're tying into the building behind it and doing rooms there.
Okay.
But it has literally 20-foot ceilings in the bottom. I actually went to a Chamber of Commerce event there that was really good, really good. And just a great place, very, very solidly built. Let's go to the phones and go to Randall. Randall, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
It's going back to the Florida thing. You kind of think the reason, I ain't the only reason they're doing this, but when you build a bridge like they've done, when they do it off site bringing in, I mean, it's kind of more of a controlled environment. You get to sit there and you get to test the concrete. You know what the results of the concrete are before you even send it out. And, you know, for it to be something that failed in the bridge, it'd just be hard to say, you know, because they ain't going to send that piece out if the concrete failed. Because out here, you know, when doing bridges out here and they pouring, they have to do it on site and then they bust the concrete later, you know. So it just seems that, you know, all that error should be out of the door as far as when it comes to the bridge, the concrete, the rebar, that should be already done away with.
Well, what do you think did it then?
I guess me and Justin on the cables. But it is kind of crazy. Place down there, I don't know what newspaper it was, anyway, it said homicide, they had the homicide team down there investigating it, so I don't know if that tells you, you know, anything different, but is it because they talked to so many people they have to have all hands on deck, or...
I don't know. I mean, there's accidental homicide, so maybe that's what they're doing.
Oh, okay. I guess. I didn't read it. I didn't read it that way.
Sun Sentinel is what I think you're talking about.
Okay. And they're just trying to get clickbait, huh? All right.
It's going to be interesting to see how this turns out, because if, this company has got some serious liability in this.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's awful, man. It is. You know, they're probably planning on doing all kind of bridges, you know, all over the place, you know, the walkways like that to help out the pedestrians, and that, all that'll come to a screeching halt all quick like. And all them people, I guess, jobs, you know, wherever they built this bridge at, all their jobs are probably, they're probably all on hold now. Ain't they? What will happen in a case like that?
Well, they're going to try to say, was the company at fault, or was there some bad concrete in there that could have well have done that? This company has been cited before, and that's not going to help them out. And then the other thing is inspections, who did the inspections and things like that. But I think it's going to get down to the things were not tight enough, so it was putting too much pressure on the cement, so it snapped.
Yes, sir. That's probably, yeah. And it's going to be hard not to prove, for the other company to be able not to prove that it ain't that, I guess, huh?
Well, what defense could the company possibly come up with that we didn't do it? I mean, it's their bridge. They just installed it. It was just installed a couple of days ago.
Yeah, but the same people installing it ain't the same people who poured it.
No.
I think the company
did everything there. They had, like you said, they were doing it on site, and then they built the bridge, and then they literally stopped the traffic, and then they pivoted the bridge around, and then they had it there, and then they tied it off.
I mean, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that it was built, you know, at a location somewhere, not on site, like in a warehouse, and it was shipped down there on back 18-wheeler trailers.
No, they said they built it there. Now, they may have had modules built somewhere else, but they assembled it there.
Yeah, on site, but it was sent in sections, already poured and ready to go.
Let's do this. Instead of guessing, okay, Let's find out what it really is.
Oh, I thought you were through with that subject. I'm sorry. All right.
No. Thanks, Randall. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche-certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
You know electrical fires account for an estimated 51,000 home fires each year, with over half caused by faulty outlets and outdated wiring. Don't put your home and family at risk. Call Mr. Electric of Montgomery for all your electrical repair and installation needs. The experienced service professionals at Mr. Electric respect your time, your budget, and your home. They offer upfront pricing, emergency services, and appointments on your schedule. From fixing a faulty switch to upgrading an electrical panel, you'll know exactly what you're paying for. Call today and ask about our free home safety inspection. Trust your family's safety to the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chicks.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about six other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. It's unknown how many bodies still might be in cars underneath the collapsed pedestrian bridge in Miami. There are 6 deaths confirmed, and Fire Chief Dave Downey says,
"We exhausted last night all of our search and rescue capabilities in the hopes of finding additional survivors."
We're told cables were being tightened after a stress test on the bridge when it collapsed, It was installed Saturday with no people allowed on it yet, but cars allowed to drive under. At least 9 people are hurt. Congressman Louise Slaughter died. She was a Democrat from New York, 88 years old.
The congresswoman fell in her D.C. residence last week and was hospitalized. Slaughter, whose district includes the Rochester area, had been in Congress since 1987. She was the top Democrat on the House Rules Committee. Before that, was the first woman to chair that committee and the longest-serving member of Congress in the New York delegation.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the Capitol. Fox News. You report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Warmer temperatures coming in, but the threat of showers and storms will be around from time to time. It's not going to rain all the time. Our forecast for today, increasing clouds, a warmer day with a high in the mid-70s. Can't rule out a late-day shower or thunder shower somewhere in the area. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight and at times on Saturday. Low tonight, upper 50s. High Saturday, 77. More scattered showers and thunderstorms around from time to time Saturday night and Sunday. Mid-70s Sunday. Better rain chances Sunday night into Monday. A couple of those storms could be on the strong side. We'll be watching. And our free weather app will sure come in handy with radar, future radar, any push notifications for severe weather alerts, plus current conditions and hourly forecast as well. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones to go to Cooter. Cooter, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, this is Cooter. I'm a first-time caller before.
Good luck with that.
Hey, I was listening to my friend Randall talking about that bridge being there, and this morning I was watching where they were doing the construction alongside the street there, and they did. They poured the concrete on site as they framed it up and laid the rebar, they poured concrete, and they kept on until they had the whole thing built on the side there, and then they had these mobile transporter-type thingies that lifted it up and went out into the street, and they could move it, you know, tilt one end or the other, up or down, forward or back, until they got it lined up with the pedestals where they mounted it to. I don't believe they had any access to the bridge, so it wasn't close to actually opening for pedestrian traffic yet. But
well, that's good. The big thing
I was talking about was they did pour concrete on site for this thing. They built it up. They might have brought in a couple of slabs, but for the most part, they poured the concrete right there on site.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I was getting out of the reports that I saw this morning.
Yeah, if you Google it, there is video of the as they build it and all of that. Anyway, I hope you all have a great weekend. Okay.
You too, buddy.
Bye.
Bye. 272-9228. If I can see the clips, please. I'm excited about the Murphy House thing. I think that's going to be a nice addition.
I forgot to tell you, this past weekend I went downtown for the first time in a while. I'm trying to get out of my hermit hole. And really love how downtown is looking. Just everything is developing. It's nice. I'm a native of Montgomery. I've lived here. I haven't moved out. But going back down there to just see how it's developed, and since the 2 years I've really frequented it, it's amazing. Just like I hadn't seen the Hank Williams statue.
Let me tell you what, you stand down there and watch the number of people that take a picture in front of that thing.
Right.
It is amazing.
Well, and then just seeing the development at the Heights, seeing that these new hotels are coming, like the new apartments, the new hotels, the new businesses, Escape. Well, I won't give too many free plugs, but the point
is... Skate park's not there anymore.
Hmm?
They closed the skate park.
Escapeologies down there.
Whoa.
It just, there are so many new things down there. I don't want to say everything. It's incredible.
How it really is. I tell you, my mother, she's grinning ear to ear with what she's seeing down there. And the great thing is it's now getting synergy. And so when you start adding the hotels, there are going to be at Bishop Parker, and there's one at Murphy House, and there's a new one up on the Hilltop, and there's another big one that's going to be announced, and we may have it by the Wednesday show with Mayor Todd Strange. But it really is amazing. If you want something, drive up to the Cottage Hills and then turn around and look down into the city. It is where you see the river over on your left-hand side. You're looking down into the city. You see the Capitol over on your right-hand side. It's gorgeous.
Well, and if Montgomery can learn from, dare I say, some European cities, Montgomery can make so much money. I think the mayor already knows this, and a lot of people running things already know this, but it'll make so much money as a tourist destination, especially if we play into the history, like we were talking about yesterday with the Equal Rights Center and many other things, like the MLK statue being unveiled later this year. It will be a destination for so many people, for civil rights history, for Confederate history, for, which is funny being able to say both of those same sentence. Yeah.
I mean, it really is. We are the home of the Civil War and the civil rights. And in the MLK Church, Dexter Avenue Church, I mean, there's a Rosa Parks. I mean, there's a lot going on down there that Montgomery should be very proud of, and not scared of, by the way, not scared of,
exactly,
but proud of. And I hear some people grumbling on the lynching thing, and it's going to really be a big addition to Montgomery. We were talking about yesterday how the news is doing this. Well, they're back at it, the White House in chaos. Let's hear the news montage of the White House in chaos.
Upheaval has been the subheading on all news about the White House.
Many White House officials describe themselves as on edge, in the dark over the threat of yet more firings.
What does chaos mean in our foreign policy? It means many of our allies, who I've worked for over the years, they don't know what to expect next from the United States.
Oops. So everybody's just big on this chaos thing. I warned you guys about it. So Major Garrett is going to be talking about a possible White House staff shakeup, and this could be happening today. And they're talking about what we discussed yesterday, and that's the McMaster's possible leaving. But he's going to kind of hint to John Kelly. I'm not sold on the John Kelly part of this yet.
Today could bring new shakeups at the White House. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster could be the next high-ranking official to go. An unprecedented number of top aides, some two dozen, have already left the Trump administration. Major Garrett is at the White House, where the president told reporters he wants to, quote, see different ideas.
As you mentioned, John, the president yesterday in the Oval Office said there will always be change. That sounded possibly more ominous than he intended. That pace of change could accelerate rapidly and in the very near future. Sources here and on Capitol Hill tell us the current National Security Advisor, H.R. McMaster, very likely to lose his job, possibly as early as today. McMaster, a three-star Army general, replaced Michael Flynn, President Trump's first National Security Advisor back in February. Flynn was fired by the president for misleading Vice President Pence. Now, about all this, Sarah Sanders, the press secretary last night, pushed back, saying on Twitter that she had spoken to the president and McMaster, saying they have a good working relationship and there are, quote, no changes at the NSC, meaning National Security Council. Possibly even more prominently than McMaster, the chief of staff, John Kelly, we are told by two different sources, could resign as early as today. Kelly was brought in to bring order and discipline last summer from his post as Secretary of Department of Homeland Security, and he had some early success on that front, but his relationship with the president has become increasingly strained. The leading contender to replace Kelly, Office of Management and Budget Director Mick Mulvaney, I'm told by numerous sources, Mulvaney is under very serious consideration to replace Kelly.
Mulvaney, that was kind of an interesting one.
Now, the Washington Post report I read on this about McMaster leaving, the Washington Post said, based on our sources, Kelly and Trump actually talked about the rumors that Kelly was going to be let go, and Trump seemed dumbfounded, like, I don't know how this is out in the press, and they had a good laugh about it. That's what the Washington Post said last night at about 8:30.
Interesting. Mulvaney could be an interesting choice. I think Kelly is by far the best choice. And maybe because it didn't look that way to me. It didn't have the sign. And the McMasters, as Joey said, Joey's got a family friend who is friends with the McMaster family. And he did it out of dedication to the country.
Yes.
And isn't necessarily happy there. And I think it's too intense for him. So I think it could be kind of a mutually agreed upon severance here. And then who they're talking about is John Bolton, who's very much a hawk. But as I had said before, things are they're transitioning from the tax, Obamacare, domestic policy, repealing Obamacare, getting new health care and tax, to foreign affairs with a little bit of infrastructure that's going to be added into this. And foreign affairs, including the wall, by the way, the wall would be very much a hot spot for Donald Trump on this. So, we kind of move on down the line here, let me kind of move to another hot spot here. Well, let's do this. Christian Welker on Russia and Mueller. This is kind of interesting. I like that little groan there. This is kind of an interesting piece here.
President Trump flexing his muscles in his greatest show of force yet against Russia, for the first time imposing harsh sanctions against the country for meddling in the 2016 election. Now, it all comes as all eyes are on the West Wing this morning, where another round of firings could be on the horizon. This morning, more potential West Wing chaos. Amid new reports, National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster could soon be out. NBC News first reported weeks ago that McMaster is expected to leave by the end of the month. Overnight, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders insisting his departure isn't imminent, tweeting, "Just spoke to POTUS and General H.R. McMaster. Contrary to reports, they have a good working relationship and there are no changes at the NSC." Just days after he fired Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, the president pushing back against a report that a major cabinet overhaul is underway.
It was a very false story. It was a very exaggerated and false story. But there'll always be change, and I think you want to see change. And I want to also see different ideas.
The speculation over who's in and who's out comes against the backdrop of signs the Trump Organization could be caught in the crosshairs of special counsel Robert Mueller, with the New York Times reporting Mueller has subpoenaed the organization to turn over documents, including some related to Russia. President Trump once saying any investigation into his businesses would cross a red line.
Would that be a breach of what his actual...
I would say yes. Yeah, I would say yes.
News on 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show. We're going to go to our short break here right after this. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Dan Moore Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to LightStream.com/news. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to LightStream.com/news. That's lightstream.com/news. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans.
The greatest show on dirt is back. PRCA Extreme Bullfights every night, along with Montgomery's own funny man, Trent McFarland. For ticket and event information, visit SLERodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO-2.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Trump Organization downplaying the development, saying it's fully cooperative and insisting this is old news and our assistance and cooperation with the various investigations remains the same today. The White House also defiant.
As we've maintained all along and as the president has said numerous times, there was no collusion between the campaign and Russia.
The intensifying investigation comes as the president is taking his toughest actions yet against Russia for meddling in the U.S. election and for malicious cyber attacks, imposing stiff sanctions on 24 Russian organizations and individuals. The reaction from Capitol Hill, swift and sharp.
It's about time. Yeah, we've been overdue in imposing sanctions there. So I'm glad to hear it.
They're out of control. Russia is, and they're that needs to be dealt with one way or the other, and this is one way for us to discourage that.
Mr. Trump also condemning Russia for allegedly poisoning an ex-Russian spy and his daughter in Britain, but stopping short of calling out President Putin.
It's a very sad situation. It certainly looks like the Russians were behind it. Something that should never, ever happen.
NBC's Peter Alexander asking.
Is Putin a friend or a foe of the United States?
I think that's something that Russia is going to have to make that determination.
And adding to the tensions with Russia, the Department of Homeland Security and FBI are warning that Russia is still targeting the U.S., including computer networks of American energy companies.
The Dan Morris Show.
Excited. Dan Black with Mr. Electric is going to try to come on the show next Tuesday.
Nice.
It'd be great to see him again. I haven't seen him in a while. Catch up in our time. We'll tell some old stories. 272-9228. Two young disc jockeys here.
Y'all go way back, right?
Yeah, we worked at, was it the Tub, WTUB, that later became WRES. It went from a country station to a top rock.
Oh, nice. I was about to say, please forgive me for saying way.
Oh, no, it was way back.
But it is true.
It was way back. I remember Shorty Price coming in and to the station, which was out in the middle of a cow pasture underneath the tower, right down from the hospital in Troy. And Shorty Price pulling in and reeked of alcohol. And he wanted to get on the air. And it's a country station. And it kind of made me mad at first, but then he was so funny. I said, okay, just one thing, just do not cuss in there.
Right.
Do not cuss in there because I don't want to have to dump you. And because then when you dumped, it was like a 30-second thing.
Whew.
You had a reel that you had. And he got on, and he was hilarious. And he would play country. I hated country music. I hate to say that. I hate it. But I was ready to check over the new format. But he got in, and I got him to introduce some of the songs. And he was hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. Good old Shorty Price. But we digress, as we say.
Indeed.
Let's see. 272-9228. Let me see what I've got here. Ooh, we got to get the new video of the sheriff deputy. We don't have enough time to put it in into this one. Let's see Richard Engel and Syrian on the Russian election. Russian election, I believe, is going to be this Sunday.
We have made our way now to Moscow, to the iconic Red Square. We have just come here, however, after spending time with U.S. Special Forces in Syria. There are still thousands of U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria fighting ISIS, and those troops have confirmed to me that a helicopter did go down in the border region between Iraq and Syria, that there were American fatalities, that it was a type of Black Hawk helicopter, fewer than 10 American fatalities. They haven't released the exact number, however, until the notification of next of kin has been completed. They say, however, at this stage, there is no indication that it went down as a result of enemy fire, that it was an accident, that it happened during, quote, a routine troop movement. Now, we are here in Moscow because this weekend there are the Russian elections, and Vladimir Putin is widely expected to win yet another six-year term. The question that everyone here is focused on is voter turnout. How many Russians will go to the polls and support Vladimir Putin even when the result already seems like a foregone conclusion?
All of the ones that don't want to live in a gulag, those are the ones who are going to go out and vote out here. This is going to be, and how he declares victory on Sunday, that I'll be looking for that one while we're watching the March Madness. But so Russia is, we did sanctions against them because of the hit that they did in UK. And so Russia has vowed that they're going to get back at us. Let's listen to this story.
There's been no response to the sanctions from Russia's president. Vladimir Putin is focused on this weekend's election, where he's seeking another term against little opposition. Other officials are denouncing the U.S. move and Britain's claim that Russian agents attacked a former spy in England. Elizabeth Palmer is outside the Kremlin in Moscow.
The new U.S. sanctions haven't grabbed the headlines here because the big story is still the presidential election, now only 48 hours away. But one Russian official has responded to Washington. He's Sergei Ryabkov, the deputy foreign minister. He said Russia would expand what it calls a blacklist of Americans who can't visit or do business in Russia. As for the Skripal poisoning case, this morning Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, said Russia will soon expel British diplomats in a tit-for-tat retaliation for the 23 Russians who've already been told to leave Britain. Lavrov also accused Britain of refusing to share a sample of the nerve agent used to attack the Skripals. But Britain is giving a sample to the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, and the Russians should have access to it. The UK says the chemical is Novichok, a weapon concocted secretly in Soviet times. But Russia has never publicly admitted to having Novichok. And in fact, last night, the deputy foreign minister flat out denied that it had ever been developed here, which does not bode very well for any investigation that's trying to get to the truth.
The guy that invented this lives in the United States. He defected. And he's here in the U.S. And they had him on television. He said, he goes, I am so sorry that I made this. But I did it under orders, and and I never thought it would be used in something like this. But so it goes. It's on 93.1, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition. We're going to be back after our top of the hour break.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.